When she left her job to marry my grandfather, family legend has it that Davids had to hire 4 people to replace her. Years later, when my grandfather's paint business was struggling, she jumped in and took some of the hard steps he was reluctant to take, helping to save the family from financial ruin. She displayed her business acumen again in her 40s. After being diagnosed with breast cancer, she beat it and then dedicated herself to raising money for the clinic that treated her by selling knockoff watches out of the trunk of her car. Gurley ended up with a profit margin that Apple would envy. I have never met anyone with more energy and determination than my grandmother. When Warren Buffett talks about competing against only half of the population, I think about her and wonder how different her life might have been if she had been born half a century later. When my grandmother had children of her own, my mother and her 2 brothers, she emphasized education for all of them. My mother attended the University of Pennsylvania, where classes were co-ed. When she graduated in 1965 with a degree in French literature, she surveyed a workforce that she believed consisted of 2 career options for women: teaching or nursing. She chose teaching. She began a PhD program, got married, and then dropped out when she became pregnant with me.